It's May 1st. I'm Brian Dean Wright, former CIA operations officer, and this is The Wright Report. Hey, good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Wright Report, your daily news podcast. I've got three briefs for you this morning that are shaping America and the world. First up, the White House is on the defensive again this morning over Democrats protesting at U.S. universities nationwide. That includes a wife of a well-known Islamic terrorist in New York. We will discuss that developing news coming up. Second, it is a new month, but Americans start it with an old concern. That is illegal migration. We'll talk about a new poll that confirms why so many of you are worried about it, plus whether the federal government is actually listening to you. Third, Donald Trump said in a recent interview that anti-white discrimination is a problem in this country and it's growing. We'll look at whether the facts and data say he is right. Finally, on a personal note today, I was recently quoted in Australian press about Latin America, specifically El Salvador. I'll share with you what I said. It's focused on leadership, so we'll see if you agree. But before we get to that, let's get to our top stories of the morning. Developing news out of New York City that is putting the White House and Democrats on the defensive this morning. The leadership of Columbia University called in the NYPD last night to help put an end to the leftist siege on students and campus facilities. University officials asked for the police to clear out the mostly Marxist and Democrat radicals who have been organizing the violent protest on campus over the past few weeks. The NYPD did come to the rescue. Hundreds were arrested last night. They were then bused to a mass detention facility for processing. Now, whether or not these folks will be prosecuted is unclear as of this morning. The district attorney is a man named Alvin Bragg. He is a George Soros-financed Democrat. So it's quite possible that all those who were arrested will be released without charges. But in the meantime, the White House and Democrats face some pretty shocking images and audio of their supporters who, for instance, stormed more Columbia facilities yesterday. They also continued their call for death to America or death to Jews. Also, Democrats and leftists on campus encouraged more global terror operations, a global intifada. Lastly, they dared school officials to remove them. Well, as we now know, they were removed, but just before they were, the leftist protesters held a press conference, and that actually gives us a pretty good sense of who these people are. One is a leader named Johanna King Slutsky. She is a socialist and an instructor at Columbia University, getting her PhD in, quote, imagination and poetry as interpreted through a Marxist lens, end quote. That description is in her school bio. She was also joined at her press conference by two fellow communist organizers. One is named Cameron Jones. He is a member of an anti-Israeli group that is funded by George Soros. The third is a woman named Maryam Alwan. She works with the Islamic radical group called Students for Justice in Palestine, or SJP. Now, as you may recall, SJP agitates for the destruction of Israel and death to Jews. They also demand that there needs to be a new global intifada to stamp out colonizers like the United States. And if there were any doubt about the radical Islamic sympathizers who are at these so-called protests, CBS News reported yesterday that the wife of a known Palestinian terrorist was there too, at least in New York. She had been at that encampment at Columbia for about a week in solidarity, she said, with her fellow Islamic radicals. For what it's worth, the White House has denounced these various protesters, saying that, quote, they've taken the wrong approach, end quote. Well, it's not quite clear what the right approach would be with these pro-Hamas supporters, but perhaps the White House would have preferred this. Democrat agitators got Northwestern University to agree to create full-ride scholarship for Palestinian students and to fund some Palestinian professors to teach America's young people on campus there about the Palestinian cause. In other words, we've got a range of responses by universities across the country this morning, either, say, arrest or appease. And as Axios News reports, most of the arrests are being led or encouraged by Republican governors. Those, of course, are the folks who have expressed a no-tolerance policy for Democrat or Islamic violence. And speaking of politics, These protests will be front and center over the next few weeks, at least on the political airwaves. That's because the GOP plans a new series of attack ads on Democrats for what they say is their support of violence and calls to destroy America. Senate Republicans, for example, are launching some ads in conservative or swing states with some seats that are currently being held by Democrats like Sherrod Brown in Ohio. There's a Bob Casey in Pennsylvania and John Tester in Montana. Meanwhile, in the House, Republicans plan to broadcast some similar ads following a vote slated later for today that will force the Biden Department of Education to use a broader definition of anti-Semitism when they decide whether a school or a student body is engaging in discriminatory behavior. And here's why that is pretty bad for Democrats who are running for office. It will likely sweep up more leftists on these various college campuses who have been advocating for the death of Israel or death to Jews, of course, over the past few months. And that is why this morning, most Democrats in the House are opposed to this latest effort, because obviously more of their supporters will be arrested, fined, or imprisoned, and that will show up in attack ads. All right, with those facts and data on this very interesting and developing story, let me offer you my analysis and opinion. And let's start by asking a question. How many times does a person have to hear death to America before you believe it? In other words, how many times do you have to watch a Democrat or Islamist or Marxist say death to America before you say, you know, I think they're serious. I think they've got the money, the organization, and the cash to actually do it and kill a lot of people as they do? Because that, ladies and gentlemen, is the moment in which we're living. Now, as you wrestle with how you want to answer those questions, you may think, on one hand, perhaps this is just a bunch of kids popping off without any real power to pull it off. Or maybe their speech, while violent and wrong, well, we should allow it because of free speech rights. And yet, on the other hand, maybe we should recognize that this isn't just about a bunch of kids popping off or simply ugly speech. Rather, it is about people like Johanna King Slutsky, who is an avowed Marxist that quite literally wants to destroy this country. Or she and others are working with radicalized parties like the Democrat Socialists of America. They are helping to organize these protests. That is well established this morning. Or maybe we should recognize that these protests are attracting people like the wives of convicted Palestinian terrorists. In other words, and collectively, maybe that means that this moment and these people, these organizations, are actually part of a Marxist terror movement. And it is well organized, well funded, and ideologically committed to destroying America. And if you look at it that way, as I do, you start to realize that we're dealing with a similar movement and people that make up Al-Qaeda or ISIS or obviously Hamas. And once you start to process it that way, you start to realize that you're dealing with some people who can't be saved or reformed. You got to deport them, jail them, or kill them. But I tell you, you do not under any circumstance ever appease them, as the folks at Northwestern University just did. You don't give them full-ride scholarships or pay their professors to come teach their radicalized version of Hamas's ideology to our kids. Because trust me when I say, these people will slit your throats with a friendly smile. Trust me, I have watched it. I have seen it. In fact, for those of you who know the last 20, 25 years, you know this guy's name, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Al-Qaeda terrorist. He'd do it. Trust me. That being said, it is also true this morning that not all these people on these various college campuses, they're not all radicals that have to be deported or jailed or killed. Some are just useful idiots. Right? These are the students, the children, who have no idea what they're actually protesting about. Right? They probably assume that the Gaza Strip is right next to the Vegas Strip. And these kids could not find Iowa on a map, let alone Gaza. And I think, to be fair, that is important for us to remember this morning as we think about how to handle these protests and the protestors. So, folks, here's my bottom line. While it's true that a minority of the protesters are just some useful idiots, young kids who don't really know what they're doing, the overwhelming evidence is that these college campus protests are not full of your 1960s Vietnam hippies, right? They are full of well-organized, well-funded, and deeply inspired Marxist radicals and Islamic terrorists. We also know that they are backed by Democrat financiers like George Soros, who, for whatever reason, want to destroy the Republic. Although, I think we know the reason this morning. They want to create a Marxist state. And that means that to do so, they have to destroy the patriarchy, the colonizers. Those would be the Christians and the Jews, the white folks, or anybody else who they think has unfair power. So that is the moment. And it's one that the White House has to delicately balance because their base is the radicals, right? And they are not going to win states like Michigan or otherwise without those Marxist sympathizers or terrorists. And yet, the Biden White House and Democrats, they need not just those folks, but independents too. And as it turns out, independents don't really want to destroy America. Most think that we're a pretty great place, actually. So the point is, let's watch for some pretty schizophrenic messaging from the White House starting today and in the weeks to come, because when we see it, we will now know why. In fact, more on that after the break. For subscribers listening at rightreport.substack.com, and you're reading each day's transcripts with all the great sourcing, thank you. Meanwhile, for my other loyal listeners, I offer you an equal thanks. Please do enjoy the messages from the companies that I endorse that help make this podcast a reality. We'll be right back. Over the past few weeks, you all know that I got the stinking cold, then I got a sinus infection. But as I did, I was at peace because I knew I had antibiotics at the ready from JaceMedical.com. All I had to do was have a quick phone call with my doctor. I got the green light to use them, and that was it. There was no pulling myself out of bed, driving to the pharmacy, hoping it was ready. I was ready at home. And that's why I love Jace Medical. They provide you all kinds of prescription medications delivered right to your door. And it's so easy. Just go to jacemedical.com, fill out a very simple online form, and in no time flat, you will get your medications. In some cases, you'll have a quick phone call with one of their board-certified physicians to make sure you are getting exactly what you need. But regardless, it is a great service. So go to jacemedical.com, that's J-A-S-E medical.com, and you will enter a promo code, of course it is right, at checkout, and you are going to get a great discount when you do. Again, folks, that's promo code right at J-A-S-E medical.com, and do this today, because there is no telling what tomorrow might bring. I am at 4 months in with Superbeats Heart Chews, and boy, am I happy. Just two little chews a day, and I get a shot of energy, plus performance and endurance. I take mine at breakfast, and then I am set for the day. Also, here's another great benefit. If you pair Superbeats with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in these chews are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. How great is that? So do what I did. Go to GetSuperBeets.com, that's BEETS.com, and use promo code RIGHT. If you choose one of their bundles, that is going to get you a 30-day supply of Superbeats for free and 15% off your first order. So go to GetSuperBeets.com, use that promo code RIGHT, and get your heart healthy energy that you need and support for healthy blood pressure too. You will be so glad you did. Welcome back to The Right Report. Let's continue with our briefs this morning with more domestic news. The Gallup organization released a new poll yesterday. It shows that American voters like you are still focused on an old problem, that is illegal migration. They released their monthly data yesterday on the top concerns held by Americans like you. And coming in at number one for the third month in a row is the illegal alien crisis. Although, as you would expect, there is a partisan split. 48% of Republicans said that illegal migration was the most pressing issue for the country, but just 8% of Democrats felt the same. And for the record, independents were a lot closer to Republicans and their views on this matter. In fact, their concerns about illegals reached a new high last month, at least for that category of voter. Meanwhile, the other issues of concern that were flagged by Gallup, by the way, in order of importance, was the failure of the federal government to lead, followed by the economy and inflation. Now, let's talk about that second concern, about our failed federal government. It's raising eyebrows this morning for its implication, because it suggests that most Americans are really angry about how little the federal government is actually listening to them, namely and especially about illegal migration. Now, as an example of why that might be, we learned yesterday that rather than secure the border, the Biden Department of Homeland Security has flown in or allowed the flights of 200,000 plus migrants to 45 U.S. cities over the past year or so. And of the 45 cities, just four of them took in 80% of the migrants. Those include the cities of Miami, Orlando, Tampa, and Fort Lauderdale, which, of course, are all in Florida. And that is why Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis responded yesterday, saying that his state is going to sue and has been suing to stop the Biden administration from dumping those illegals into his state. Well, the Biden White House saw that and they responded, shot back, that they will prevail in court. They highlighted that the aliens that are flying in, well, they're paying for the flights themselves and they will stay with friends or family in Florida. Plus, the migrants are coming from places where they have credible fears of being persecuted. They're coming from Haiti, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Biden officials also insisted yesterday that the migrants are being vetted before they land, so no worries about national security. That, however, is not accurate. The aforementioned nations of Haiti, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, they largely do not collaborate with U.S. officials with verifiable immigration processes. So naturally, U.S. immigration officials can't fully determine who exactly Mr. Biden is allowing into the country. And that failure of vetting, obviously the failure of federal leadership, might just help explain yet another poll that we got yesterday. This one is from Harvard Harris pollsters. That shows that a vast majority of Americans believe that the recent waves of illegal aliens do not represent the kind of people that America should embrace. In fact, that is the view that's held by 76% of Republicans, 60% of independents, and 53% of Democrats. One final thing to note about the migration crisis. Former President Donald Trump was interviewed by Time magazine recently. It was released yesterday. And amongst the things that he said he would do if he were reelected was to deploy the U.S. National Guard or U.S. military to round up and deport all the illegals. He also said that he would build mass encampments along the border to house all these folks as they were being processed for departure. And while none of those plans are new, The Washington Post and other leftist outlets reacted with alarm yesterday to this Trump Time interview, saying that the ideas are impractical, dangerous, and un-American. Never mind that strong majorities of Americans actually support his ideas. These press outlets say, nevertheless, they are wrong. And with those facts and data, let me offer you my analysis and opinion. At the top of today's episode and just before the break, I mentioned that we will probably see some schizophrenic messaging and policy announcements from the White House about migration. And to the point, let's start with this. You may recall back in January that Joe Biden said that he would shut down the border if only he had the authority. He said back then it was time to strengthen our defenses and keep out those who would do us harm. But 3 months later, just last night, we learned this. CBS News reported that Mr. Biden is considering a new plan to let in tens of thousands of Palestinians as refugees. That would mean that they would get benefits like housing, plus a path to American citizenship. And yet, we know that 71% of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip support the terror attacks on Israel last October. A majority of them also want Hamas to continue their rule of the Gaza Strip in the future. In other words, we are getting some very strange mixed messages this morning and some pretty mixed policies about migrants, refugees, and the border. And when you think about it, it doesn't really add up because on one hand, Mr. Biden says he wants a strong border, and yet we know he's letting in at least 8 million so far, largely unvetted across the border, including some new folks from places like the Gaza Strip. So why might that be? Why do we get these strange mixed messages and mixed policies? Well, the most charitable reading, I think, as we now can reference from the Gallup polling, is that only 8% of his Democrat base believe that illegal migration is a problem. Instead, they think that immigrants are sort of like the Statue of Liberty poem, right? Masses of humanity yearning to breathe free. And that means there is political pressure for Mr. Biden and his Democrats to keep those borders open, even if it means embracing Palestinians who are poorly vetted as refugees, of course. But again, based on polling, they are likely to embrace either terrorism or Hamas. Yes, that is crazy, but that's at least the political logic. And maybe, best case scenario, we can call that naivete. So that's one possibility, the most charitable reason for why your federal government clearly is not listening to you this morning about illegal migration. The least charitable reason is that Mr. Biden and his party have been compromised. Either they have been compromised by Marxism, which advocates for open borders and the destruction of old capitalist America to create a new Marxist America, or they have been compromised by a foreign power like the Chinese. And you may recall we talked about this. In that scenario, Mr. Biden would purposefully dispirit or degrade the nation by, say, opening the border to agents of chaos until the country would then eventually be destroyed, either from the outside or from the inside. So of those likely possibilities, the most or the least charitable, I don't know which one is the most certain, but I do know this. Either way, the current federal government will not listen to you on this issue of migration, despite the fact that it is your number one concern this morning. Again, that's not going to change unless there is a change in our federal government. And as ever, you have a chance to do that this coming fall. More to come. And speaking of the federal government, let's talk about that Time magazine interview that I mentioned of Donald Trump. Again, that came out yesterday. Because he is taking some heat this morning for something that he said about the issue of anti-white bigotry in America. Here it is, quote, "If you look at the Biden administration, they're sort of against anybody with certain views. They are against Catholics, for example. I think that there's also a definite anti-white feeling in this country, and that can't be allowed either. There's absolutely a bias against white people, and that is a problem," end quote. Well, as you would guess, that prompted some immediate outrage by leftists who oppose Mr. Trump. That includes a former actress and current host of The View, a gal named Whoopi Goldberg. She said in her program, quote, "How dare you, Trump? There is no anti-white issue here. Nobody in your family was ever hung. Nobody in your family was ever chased because of the color of their skin," end quote. Well, all right, that then begs the question, what is anti-white bias, and do we have any examples of this in America? And if so, is it really that bad of a problem? Well, to start unpacking that, let me give you two reminders of things we've seen over the past couple of years, and I think they might be helpful for us as we try to understand this issue. First, you may remember the Smithsonian Museum's Black History folks. They published a list of white traits. It was about 3 years ago. And they listed those traits or white culture as bad. Included in the white values or culture included having a mom and a dad in the home. Also, hard work, written traditions like books, rational thinking, Christianity, respecting authority, following schedules, being stoic or tough, and being polite. All of those things were white things, and they are bad things, so the Smithsonian's Black Museum and supporters said, which includes Miss Whoopi Goldberg. Now, as you might remember, the Smithsonian got a lot of pushback over that publication, and they backed off eventually, apologizing for what I think we can reasonably say is anti-white bias or bigotry. Second, we also have the infamous speech delivered by Joe Biden from just 1 year ago at Howard University, that's in Washington, D.C. He said this, quote, "White supremacy is the single most dangerous terror threat in our homeland. And I'm not just saying that because I am at a Black university. I say this wherever I go," end quote. Well, both then as now, there is absolutely no data to support that what Biden said is true. In fact, we have a lot of data that says the opposite is true. For example, you may recall we have that Rand Corporation study published data about a year ago that Black nationalism is about 5 times more common than white nationalism, at least amongst U.S. veterans. So the point here is that Mr. Biden stoked anti-white resentment or promoted anti-white bigotry despite no factual support for it. In short, ladies and gentlemen, if I might pivot now to my analysis and opinion, I think that based on these two simple examples, we can reasonably say that there is anti-white rhetoric, at least, that's being used in this country without evidence. And we also know that it is being weaponized by politicians or activists for some pretty heinous reasons, which taken together does lend credence to Mr. Trump's claims of anti-white feelings in the nation and that those sentiments are very much unacceptable. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's take our final break of the morning. When we come back, we are going to talk about leadership. And I think that this next segment is full of good news, but let's see if you agree. We'll be right back. In the coming weeks, you are likely to hear even more headlines about leaders in both the U.S. and Europe starting to seize Russian assets. They're going to do it to pay for the war in Ukraine. We spoke of this back in early January with the very clear effects on the U.S. dollar and our pocketbooks. So if you are looking for ways to diversify your investments, and we should, consider physical gold and silver, and consider American Hartford Gold as you do. They are the precious metal dealer that I use and trust. When you give them a call, they will explain how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by purchasing physical gold and silver. And feel comfortable using American Hartford Gold, as they have an A-plus ranking from the Better Business Bureau. So either give them a call at 866-353-2694. Again, that is 866-353-2694. Or just text them. Just text WRIGHT, that's W-R-I-G-H-T, WRIGHT to 65532. Man, that is easy. Again, that's W-R-I-G-H-T to 65532. And when you do, folks, they will give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order, all depending on your total purchase. So again, give them a call at 866-353-2694 or text my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, to 65532. And folks, buy that physical gold and silver with American Hartford Gold. Welcome back to The Right Report. With one more thing before I let you go, it is a personal reflection today, with hopes, by the way, that you will write in at rightreport.substack.com and let me know what you think. So yesterday, I was quoted in some Australian press about El Salvador, and it was regarding something that we actually talk a lot about on this podcast, and that is good leadership. It was regarding a speech that was delivered by a man named President Bukele of El Salvador. He gathered his cabinet late last week following the arrest of a presidential commissioner for bribery. The guy had been demanding cash in exchange for preferential treatment on some government contracts. President Bukele then addressed his country's leadership. And here is what he said to them. And again, he gathered them in a large room, sat them down, and they listened very intently. So here it is, quote, "Someone asked me, are you afraid of death? I said, of course, no one wants to die. I don't want to die. But I know that I'll die someday. And 100 years from now, none of us sitting here will still be alive and no one will remember us. In fact, I think it's very likely that nobody here knows their great-grandfather's name. But if there's one thing I do fear, it's leaving a bad legacy. In fact, there are some presidents, some in prison, some on the run, that are remembered as criminals. And that's not how I want to be remembered. So I don't steal because I don't want to be remembered as a criminal or as corrupt. But for one president, Mr. Rodrigo Duarte, people back then used to say about him, the president isn't a thief, but he surrounded himself with thieves. So even if it's true he didn't steal, then he was foolish, because he was the people's hope. He stained his legacy by surrounding himself with thieves. And that's not going to happen to me. I won't be the president that didn't steal but was surrounded by criminals. I want to be remembered as the president who didn't steal and didn't let anyone else steal either. I want to be remembered as the one who put whoever stole something in prison. In fact, there are a couple who are already there. And that is why this morning, you can see that everyone here is from the executive branch that I oversee, except for one person. That's the Attorney General. While he's not part of the executive branch, I brought him here for a simple reason. I want to ask him publicly to investigate everyone sitting here, retroactively and into the future. So, I imagine that there should be no problem with that, right? End quote. The room, ladies and gentlemen, was then filled with some rather anxious-looking people. To that speech, I said on social media, this is how you lead. Whether he executes this well or not, we shall see, but this is how you lead. And that comment was picked up by Australian press, amongst others. So I ask you this morning, what's your reaction to Mr. Bukele of El Salvador in that speech? I raise this because, Mr. Bukele aside, I believe that our greatest issue in this country is that we have a leadership crisis. In fact, instead of leaders, we have men and women in power in D.C., both Republican and Democrat, who are corrupt and lawless. They put profit and power before the people. And I think we have some pretty good evidence for that. I think we've got a couple of great special counsel reports that prove it. And that's why I was so moved by Mr. Bukele's words. Whether or not he can execute them well, I don't know, but they were inspiring. And it reminded me of what we could be, if only we had that kind of leadership. But that's what I think. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Now, as always, go to rightreport.substack.com. And at the bottom of today's post, you can leave me your reflections about Mr. Bukele, this moment in history, his words, and ultimately, American leadership. I sure look forward to it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude your morning brief. As always, I will see you tomorrow, God willing. Until then, I leave you with the creed of every good spy and every wise American. They're the words from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's Pear.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.